Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 108. I'm here with Rylan.
Two more to 1010. I'm again moving up there. Look.
Not 1010, it's just 110.
Oh. 1010 will be forever from now. But
yeah, 1000.
Why'd I say 1010?
I have no idea.
But 110. But you know, before this episode starts, join our Discord. Yeah. We haven't got a Discord member. Years now, feels like. So go ahead and join.
In 6 months.
Yeah.
Almost. 4 days will make 6 months.
Yeah. So come on, join. Free.
It is free. And we'd love to chat with you.
Yeah. And if you guys want a free movie, you know, some a giveaway, you could possibly win. Join, like
get this
no
nice shirt. We'll make get you a shirt like this. Nice.
Yeah. I don't have a shirt. It'll have a little logo right here. One of these. So, join. It's worth it. It'll be worth it.
All right. Up first, we have Borderlands 4 was revealed at Gamescom this past week.
Yeah, so I seen this. I was like, Borderlands. Because I was going to go over it on my podcast, but you know, I've been lazy. So I decided, why not put it over here? And plus, who doesn't love Borderlands?
Yeah, I didn't play 3. I played the first two, and they were really
I played 3 once. Only once. But I got here. Gamescom opening night live kicked off with a bang, revealing Borderlands 4, the next entry in Gearbox Software's beloved looter shooter franchise, considering the dizziness of commercial success for the previous Borderlands games. Borderlands 4 has always been a matter of when and not if. Because people knew Borderlands 4 was going to be here eventually, they just didn't know when.
Right.
It says here, but with 7 years between the launch of Borderlands 2 and 3, the franchise fans, you know, were never quite sure exactly when they'd be able to expect the game. It says here, recently, Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford, teased that a new Borderlands game announcement will be coming sooner rather than later. Still, no one expected the game to... You know, announcement to be coming sooner rather than later. So he says here. Oh, I just read the wrong thing. I'm mixing up my words. I want to play some 2K. I'm tired. Says here, but still, no one expected the game to be announced at Gamescom. That's what I meant to read. But it's unveiling, serving at the event's first big surprise. It says here. Gearbox Software and 2K Trash revealed Borderlands 4 with a CG trailer that showed a burning phoenix in the sky.
Huh.
A burning phoenix. So a bird, obviously.
Yeah.
And it says here, and what appears to be a long time series setting, Pandora crashing through, you know, some kind of field, sending a psychobandic masking hurtling to the surface and an unknown planet. There's going to be a different planet in this game. It's not just going to be like Pandora. It's weird.
Yeah. It
says here, a robotic arm reaches out and grabs the mask, as you know, soon replaced by the Borderlands 4 logo and the game's confirmed platforms revealed, you know, at the trailer. The new game will be launched in 2025 for PC. Through both Steam and Epic Game Store, PS5, and Xbox Series X. I'm pretty sure S as well. It doesn't say on here, but I'm guessing S. Obviously. So all, you know, current gen consoles, it's going to be on.
PC.
So Epic Game Store, Steam, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. It says here, marking the first true next-gen installment in the fan favorite series. So, you know, there isn't much else for fans at the moment about Borderlands 4. But, however, you know, it has been confirmed that, you know, Borderlands 4, like the previous Borderlands games, will indeed be a looter shooter, like always.
So yeah, just that's just what they are.
Classic Borderlands-type gameplay and stuff. It says here, once again, you know, players will have take the role of a vault hunter and will once again, you know, they will fight hordes of enemies and collect tons of treasures and loot. Basically, Borderlands fans should have expected this for Borderlands 4. It's kind of obvious the way they're going to do it. So it's just going to be like the past entries of the game.
Yeah, this is probably the best announcement that I've seen that out of Gamescom, and I was actually really happy to see this, especially after the bomb of the movie, just to see something
I know
good then come out of the series.
Then we get a game announcement, like, that's awesome.
Maybe that's why they went and announced it. So, since the movie was such trash, they just like, we'll announce the games to make our fans happy again.
But you know how the Borderlands series like focus on Pandora and crap?
Mm-hmm.
As I said, there's a planet. It says here Borderlands 4 will be a change of pace with a new game set on an all new planet. It says what exactly this new planet is called and how it differs, you know, from Pandora remains to be seen. So we don't know anything about the planet, but there's going to be a planet.
New planet.
So it's not going to be just focused on Pandora. I'm guessing you're going to be able to travel or something like that, maybe.
Maybe.
Or you're going to travel eventually in the story or something like that.
That'd be cool. You know, I've never actually played the actual story much. Like, I just played multiplayer with a friend. Like, we just went around shooting people, shooting stuff. I mean you kind of done
got
the story
a
that way.
I play Borderlands online, though. I never got a chance to play
it. That's the only way I have played it was online.
Yeah. It says here, the announcement of Borderlands 4 will no doubt make Borderlands franchise fans happy, and it couldn't have, you know, come at a better time. The Borderlands movie has bombed at the box office, as we said.
I just said that.
It says, with many calling it one of the worst video game movie adaptations of all time.
That's rough.
And there's been some pretty trash video game movies that don't live up to the hype and stuff.
Like the first Mario movie back in like the 80s, it was trash.
Yeah. But yeah, Borderlands 4, you know, should have a long way into helping fans forget about the movie adaptation and focused on the game series instead. So yeah, forget about the
garbage movie.
The trash movie. Put that in your little recycle bin up top in your window PC and focus on the game.
Yeah. I like how you were just talking about you wanted to play 2K and then you come up to 2K's name, you're like, trash.
Hey.
It's a love-hate relationship with 2K. Every year.
I want to play the game, but then
it makes you mad and then you're like, I'm not playing this game. This game sucks. I'm not buying the next one, and then spend $150 on the Hall of Fame edition. And
sounds about right. Yeah. It's a love-hate relationship with Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie's aggravating. All right, moving on. A classic Sega Dreamcast series is making a comeback.
I figured you'd like this because it's the Dreamcast. Sega.
Good topic.
It says here, you know, this classic, you know, 90s franchise is making a comeback in the modern era with the up-and-coming Tokyo Extreme Racer. It's a racing series. A revival of the racing franchise made popular on the Sega Dreamcast, set to release as a PC exclusive on Steam. While little is known about the title for now, It serves as the first mainline entry in the Tokyo Extreme Racer series since 2006. So that would be
18 years.
Yeah, 18 years. My math's not mathing right now. it says here, when Import Tuner Challenge was released on the 360, debuted on the Super Nintendo in 1996 or 94. That going. See, I told you, my math's not math. It says under the title of Shotoku Battle 94, Tokyo Extreme Racer is a fast-paced racing title where players challenge different racers and upgrade their vehicles with various custom parts. It says here, it wasn't until the follow-up of Tokyo Extreme Racer released on the Dreamcast 1999 that the series found a significant Western audience and joined the likes of Crazy Taxi. I mean, I should have talked about that game not too long ago because they were making a remaster of it, and they're making a remaster of it and stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. So, it joined the likes of Crazy Taxi as part of the console's lineup of racing titles. It says here, the series is set to make a comeback. The developer Genki revealed a new entry set to release next year, 2025, with the newly rebooted Tokyo Extreme Racer, receiving a short teaser trailer showing off the game's logo. The trailer flashes back through the logos of all the previous titles before revealing the new game, though it did not show any gameplay or other details about the game. It's still announced, like the trailer, it's happening, so.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a sure thing. It's just.
Yeah, we just don't know when. It's going to come out sometime next year. We just don't know when. Yeah, we might update you on it.
Yeah, we'll just have to see.
Yeah, we'll just have to see what we see and stuff. But yeah, that's all we got.
All right. Xbox reveals new adaptive joystick.
I think it's pretty cool. So people with the disabilities and stuff can play games.
Yeah, because I think me and Colin went over about a month ago Sony's update on their accessibility controller. And then now Xbox is...
It's not... Yeah. Expensive or anything really at all.
No, and I think it's a good thing for companies to do that. That way, any gamer can have fun, and because disabilities come in several different ways. So no matter what the disability might be, they can this adaptive joystick can adapt to their disability or whatever.
Yeah, you could be like autistic and stuff. Have problems with your brain, or you can have like a disability with your arms, where
your hands or whatever.
I see people play with their elbows and stuff, and they're like their face.
Oh, they're really good.
I don't know how
they're better than me.
Exactly,
that's crazy.
I don't know how they do it. That's crazy though. But I have hands that they don't, and they're still better than me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it says here, that's actually crazy. But Microsoft is launching a new $30 Xbox adaptive joystick early next year that, designs for players with limited mobility.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a wired companion for the existing Xbox controllers and includes four buttons, an Xbox thumbstick, and two additional buttons for the bumper and trigger controls. So I'm guessing it's going to be a little thing you might be able to plug into your headphone jack, or maybe on the control, like the top of the controller where the USB-C is or something.
Yeah, either one, I guess. But
I mean, it might say here, so I don't know. But it says here, the Xbox adaptive joystick allows you to operate a controller without having to use both hands. So that would be good for people with one arm too, and everything. I'd say. because it says one hand, like you just move one hand. So I wonder how that's going to work though, because I'm guessing there's only one joystick.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll just have to see when they release it what it looks like.
Yeah, but it says here, so they're making it ideal for any players who might have difficulty using the thumbsticks on existing controllers. All the buttons are fully customizable, and you know, there are a variety of 3D printable thumbstick toppers to customize the sizes, heights, and widths of the thumbsticks. So like the Elite controller has multiple thumbstick
variations.
It's like that. It's basically a one-handed Elite controller, I guess, without maybe the trigger stoppers. But it says here, from very early on with the adaptive joystick, we had disability community, you know, be hands-on with early designs and functional prototypes, explains Caitlin Jones, senior accessibility product manager at Xbox, during a Gamescom stream. Even from a software perspective, we've really heard from our players. That's the thing about like Microsoft, right? They listen to the community at times. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Especially when it comes to this stuff, and they're making a brand new thing for people who have disabilities and stuff.
Well, it says that they had hands-on with their disability, their disabled community. So they invited gamers with disabilities to come in and test this adaptive stick and stuff to make changes to how they needed to when they designed it. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. It says here that they've wanted a you know, affordable joystick for their adaptation controller, and this here also something that fits into seamlessly with their, you know, existing setup. So they wanted something easy to use,
right?
It says here you can connect the Xbox. Yeah, I think it might say this here. You can connect the Xbox adaptive joystick to Microsoft's adaptive controller for a full adaptive setup, or you can plug it in directly into a PC or Xbox. It can even be mounted thanks to a threaded insert like you'd find like on a camera or a tripod.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be like a little tripod thing you can have for it too, just in case people, like, who knows, people with mouths, like they don't really have, like, you know, people that just use their mouths, maybe they can use that too.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
A tripod. I don't know how exactly. It says here, community feedback played a big role in shaping this hardware. Microsoft visited a hospital in Seattle with a box of prototypes. In one particular, you know, feedback session, we got feedback on the grip size, shape, and number of buttons, where the buttons are located, says Chris Kujawski. principal designer at Xbox. Alongside Microsoft's own, you know, adaptive joystick, the company has also revealed a new $60 Lite SE controller from 8-Bit Doe.
It's the brand that makes our adapter that we use on our PCs.
Like it. It says here, that is also designed for gamers with limited mobility. You know, it is also come with a low resistant buttons and Hall effect joysticks, and all the buttons are accessible at the top of the controller. So it's like flat or something? Or?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen any pictures of it.
It says at the top of the controller. So would it be like a flat thing you can kind of hold maybe, or what?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see when they actually show us what it looks like.
Yeah. It says here Microsoft has also built a new toggle hold feature for Xbox controllers that are available to test for Xbox insiders today. It says here, this new feature is intended to help make using a controller even easier, and supports players who have difficulty holding prolonged button presses. So like, instead of like holding it, and you say if you don't have much strength in your fingers or something like that.
Yeah.
Say if you like broke your arm or something, broke your fingers, and they're not as strong as they used to be, and you can barely do that, then this will help you out a lot.
Yeah, takes lighter presses to press the buttons and stuff.
I see. There's this TikToker I follow. He got shot. He was like in the army or something like that. He got shot in his arm. He was so weak in like his hand, his arm stuff. Oh. And he could barely do that. So
that'd help him out then.
Yeah. It says here, says Microsoft's gaming accessibility team, similar to sticky keys on a computer, assign any button or port on the Xbox Adaptive Controller and Xbox Adaptive Joystick or the Xbox Elite Series 2 controller to stay pressed until pressing again to release. So you could just like tap it and it's going to hold it
until you push it again. Yeah.
Yeah. It says here, the Xbox Adaptive Joystick also comes with improved packaging that's similar to what Microsoft did in his previous Xbox Adaptive Controller. What they did with that, I went over it with on my podcast. They like made it so like there's not a manual. There's like a little QR code that you scan and it tells you everything about it and stuff.
Nice.
So, you know, I guess it's a bit better for the better environment, and there's not plastic. There's like no plastic that you have to rip off too. So
yeah, makes sense, I guess.
It's better for the environment, and so it says.
So
but it's... yeah, the Xbox Adaptive Joystick will launch in early 2025 in select Xbox markets worldwide and will be sold exclusively through the Xbox Microsoft Store, priced at $30. So
yeah,
it's cheap, especially for a controller.
Yeah. Yeah, then it says, in addition to the adaptive joystick, Xbox announced at Gamescom 2024 that it partnered with third-party controller maker 8BitDo, like Rollins said, to create the Lite SE. And that will be $60 and features the low resistance buttons, like Rollins said. So and Hall Effect joysticks, so they won't drift.
Yeah, I wonder how it's going to work, though, like how that's going to work. Because it said, like, at the top of the controller, like, the buttons, like, all the buttons. So is it, like, a flat thing, like, maybe, like, a keyboard, or...
Maybe.
I wonder how it's going to be.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Might be kind of like an Atari-type thing, maybe? Or something, like...
I'm actually like an actual arcade stick, maybe?
Yeah, or... Maybe kind of like that design, maybe, or something like that. Or kind of like... Or maybe a Wii remote or something. I don't know.
Oh, we'll have to see, and then maybe we'll update you guys when we actually find out what it looks like and what it is exactly.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that's actually cool that they're doing that stuff for the people that can't really play games and stuff like that.
Right, yeah. But... That's all the topics we have. Another mini episodes. Mini episode. Past two or two mini episodes. But, appreciate you for listening. Thank you for all of the downloads and the listens and all of you that have joined the Discord. For those of you that have not joined the Discord, please join the Discord.
And if you don't join the Discord, link in that, that poster bound Ashton will come to your house and beat you up.
Yeah, it will. It will. But,
don't tempt Link.
Yeah. You can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Instagram, Twitter, everything with Facebook. Our merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. Got this nice shirt from TeePublic.
Brothers Gaming t-shirt.
Yeah.
It has a big logo. It has the whole logo.
Yeah.
You can see the letters easier too.
Yeah, they're the bold ones. Yeah. The other shirt I have, they were the ones that faded and it didn't show up real well on the shirt. But it's still, you can still read what it says. But.
Yeah. But we got that fixed and everything. Yeah.
It looks better.
Hopefully, I think what I'm gonna do, I'm finally gonna get me some merch.
You should.
I don't know. It's crazy. I'm a co-founder of this podcast, and I don't even have a bit of merch. Hmm. Kind of crazy.
But, Rowan, you have anything else?
Join our Discord. Thank you guys for all the downloads. We really greatly appreciate it. Follow our socials, as Ashton said. Everything but Facebook. That's all. Because who the crap likes Facebook?
Nobody.
And crap, but we actually did post on Facebook. Probably get a lot more downloads.
I don't know.
But, yeah. That's all I got to say. Join our Discord, really.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.